There's other ways to be able to help sleep better, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But alas, first, let us pose the question. I know, alas, I know, I'm going Elizabethan on you. So why is sleep even important? I mean, sleep was so last year, it's really not important anymore. Well, I'm kidding. Of course, it's really important. And there's so many health benefits on so many levels.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hey, it's Dr. Brian, and welcome back. And if this is your first time listening, then I'm really glad you found us, because now you know what it's all about here on this planet of the No Cap Health Show. Oh my, look at what time it is. Look at your phone. Check it out. It's time to read your reviews. That's right. So I'm very excited about this one, because this was about the first podcast episode of the No Cap Health Show where I talked about how to get taller, how to grow taller. So this is from Starsky Wilson II. I'm a 16-year-old student athlete, so height is something I think about often, as being taller is seen as an advantage in many sports. This podcast has a lot of potential for growth and extremely informative. I also love the duration of the episodes. Most podcasts seem to drag along and they're hard to follow after about 50 or so minutes. Thank you very much, Starsky. By the way, is from the United States. Yeah, I like to keep the podcast tight and tidy, so thanks for that. And the best thanks for all of you who are listening that love hearing all this good stuff we go over. Please leave a review at ratethispodcast.com/no cap. Today, I'm excited to share some highlights from my past week on TikTok, and we're going to cover the topic of sleep. And I'm just telling you right now, this is a really small topic. It's going to be covered in about 30 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, this is a huge topic. As a matter of fact, this is going to be part one of a two-part episode series, because it is so big. There's so much to talk about. There's a lot of misconceptions about it. So I thought it'd be really fun to see what's true and what's cap out there. So make sure you stay around till the end of the episode, where I'm going to share some resources that I talk about. On to today's topic. So this is a video that I saw, and I thought I'd play this for you because it seems like, is this really cap or is this going to really help with sleep? So we'll talk about it, but I'm going to play the video. Here we go.
If you're having trouble sleeping, you want to rub the spot right here. It's called Onmyon. Onmyon means peaceful sleep. What you want to do is come to your ear, slide your finger back. You're going to find a little ridge, a little notch right here. It's going to be tender and sore. Rub in a circular motion 1 to 200 times, and that's going to help relax your nervous system, calm things down, and make sleep easier.
Really rub this spot between perhaps 1 and 200 times? I mean, we got a huge range here. So what do you think? You think this is cap or not cap? It turns out this is not cap. The Onmyon point, which is, as he described, behind the ear, it's that bone area, little bony protrusion. If you rub it about 200 times, I would not recommend the one time. I don't think it's going to do much. But 200 times, actually, research backs it up that it does help people sleep. So who would have thunk it? Literally. But I think maybe there's a factor of, if you're going to do it 200 times, you're going to get so bored, you may fall asleep. But actually, it's an acupressure point. There's research behind this acupressure point. So that is something that might be able to help. There's other ways to be able to help sleep better, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But alas, first, let us pose the question. I know, alas, I know. I'm going Elizabethan on you. So why is sleep even important? I mean, sleep was so last year, it's really not important anymore. Well, I'm kidding. Of course it's really important. And there's so many health benefits on so many levels. Now, I knew even back then that sleep was really important. And I remember one time at camp that I was with my friends, we're in the bunk, and it was like an army tent bunk, which, you know, kids that go to camp nowadays would be like, oh my gosh, an army tent? Never, mommy, dad, I'm not going to a camp with an army tent. Well, it was like an army type tent. And in any case, there was this, light bulbs up at the top, and I'm trying to sleep, and my friends are talking, and people are from another tent were over, and it was really late, and I was really tired. I wanted to sleep, and I asked them very politely, can you please turn off the lights? You guys can keep hanging out, talking. They wouldn't turn off the light. Well, so I happened to have my wrist rocket slingshot with me. So I pull it out, and I'm probably about 15 feet away. I take a nice size pebble, I aim, I shoot, the light bulb just exploded. And I got a really good night's sleep. And they never did that again. So, but to be clear, I don't advise anybody to turn off the lights this way. Please use the light switch. Let's talk about two really good reasons that we need proper sleep. Number one is sleep keeps us mentally sharp. It's really important for our brain and also helps with memory. Number two, lack of sleep increases the risk in adults of heart attacks and stroke. I mean, that's how important sleep is overall. And sleep, in fact, increases growth hormone. We talked about that in episode one about how to grow taller with a lot of other things about how to grow taller. So if you didn't see that episode, that's a really great one to listen to. But growth hormone, beyond just growing, even in adults, is really important for our sort of quote unquote anti-aging effect and to help keep us healthy. Getting enough sleep also reduces the risk of obesity. Yes, that's right. So getting enough sleep actually helps us stay thinner. And the reason is because of a hormone with a very cute name, I have to admit, very cute name, leptin. Leptin is the hormone that tells your brain that you're full after you're eating. And if you're not getting enough sleep, then you actually have less leptin and its evil cousin called ghrelin, another hormone. It's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing. We got leptin and ghrelin. But ghrelin's the other hormone. And when people don't get enough sleep, ghrelin is increased. And guess what that does? Increases appetite. So eating more calories. So that's why sleeping is important for staying thin and healthy and reducing the risk of getting obese. Let's talk about sleep hygiene. So a lot of times people never really consider this, but you know, we brush and floss our teeth all the time. And I have to say, I just in the last probably 2 years started even flossing twice a day. So I'm like a superstar when I go into the dentist. I get like the gold star on my card, my report card from the dentist. I'm really happy. Just like oral hygiene, which is taking care of your teeth and your gums, sleep hygiene is the same concept. So think about that as taking care of your sleep. Just like you're protecting your teeth with proper oral hygiene, you're protecting your sleep with proper sleep hygiene. And you're protecting it against what I call the sleep stealers. Please roll that dramatic music. Dun, dun, dun. No, we need something a little more contemporary. But in any case, sleep stealers, what are they? Well, here's the top two on the FBI's most wanted list of sleep stealers. Number one, by the way, I'm just kidding about the FBI. I'm going to get calls now from the federal government. Dr. Brian, what are you talking about? So number one, caffeine. So caffeine's in lots of things besides just coffee and tea. It's in chocolate. It's in sodas, energy drinks, and it can keep you up, right? So when people are particularly sensitive to caffeine, then even caffeine or any of those things I just talked about at noon, at 12 noon, can have an effect even at nighttime. So, but usually most people, if they can try to avoid those things after 4 p.m., then that's typically pretty good in terms of the caffeine not interfering with sleep, because caffeine is a stimulant. Caffeine is a drug, actually. It just happens to be available over the counter, but it is considered a drug. And so that can interfere with sleep because people are stimulated. It keeps people up at night. or makes it difficult falling asleep. But consider that, be aware of that sleep stealer. And then the number two sleep stealer is the blue light from your phone or computer, even your TV. Yeah, your TV, and of course, even lights in your home, they can also have blue light too. And the reason why this I consider as a sleep stealer is because it can mess up the melatonin. The blue light can mess up the melatonin, to be specific. There's ways to blunt that blue light effect on melatonin, such as glasses that block the blue light, for example. But also, I don't think people have to go run out and order from Amazon these blue light blocking glasses, even though they do work. If you look at your phone, if you have an iPhone, for example, you go into the display mode, really simple, you'll see something called night shift. The night shift mode blocks the blue light from your phone. It's like right there. You don't need the blue light glasses for that. And it makes your phone look a little orangey color. I have my phone with the night shift mode on all the time because I like to sleep all the time. I'm just kidding. But I just figure, you know, why not? And then people that have Androids, I believe it's called the night mode. If you have a Mac, then even on your Mac, you can turn on the night shift mode for your computer. And on PCs, it's not there. You just have to download a free app called F.lux, like flux, but with a period after the F. And that will also block the blue light. On my computer, I have the blue light blocking F.lux on as well, all the time. And I learned this effect from a cousin of mine who is a researcher, a child neurologist at Harvard Medical School, and he's a sleep specialist. And he talked to me about this many years ago. So I have to give credit to Dr. Jonathan Yonesy Bonesy, because that's his nickname, Lipton, Dr. Lipton. Great guy. But he's at Harvard, as they say in Boston, Harvard. And that reminds me about when I went to interview for medical school, which is up in New Hampshire. I had flown into Boston. I'm from Los Angeles. I had never been to the East Coast like this. I'd never been to New England. And I flew into Boston. I'm in college. And I was getting directions on where to go. And this person with this like really heavy Boston accent's like, yeah, you just get the car connector over there. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a real accent. This is like not, we're not kidding around here. So by the way, I love accents. You know, I've traveled a lot, so I always embrace accents. And I just wish on my TikTok lives where we have people come from all over the US and all over the world, I wish I could just have everybody talk because I would love to hear everybody. That'd be pretty out of control though. If we had everybody being able to talk on TikTok live, that'd be like a football team without a quarterback. So what else can help you sleep better? Well, come on around the campfire. I'm going to tell you a little story about four things that can help you sleep better. Number one, earplugs. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, myself included, back then, that there's a lot of just background ambient noise when you're in your bed trying to sleep, even something like cars driving by or we used to live in Venice at one point in Venice, California. There was a bar and people would be outside the bar just talking and some people would be getting in arguments and you'd hear the door alarms going beep, 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 beep as the valets were opening the doors and stuff. And I started to realize, I think this is messing me up. And I started using earplugs and lo and behold, there I am going Elizabethan on you. Lo and behold, I slept better. So I started sleeping with earplugs and it's really made a big difference. There's plenty of earplugs that you can just go buy at the drugstore. But if you want to go like professional, now this is truly a pro tip. There are the hearing aid places where you get hearing aids. Well, a lot of them can make custom fit earplugs, the kinds that musicians use. And actually I got a pair of those too. So if I'm in a really noisy situation, like if I'm sleeping during a concert, then I just take, no, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. But if I'm really in a situation where it's really noisy, like I'll put in like those like custom fit earplugs. Number two, eye shields. Hugely underrated because when our brain through our eyes, even if our eyes are closed, starts to see and sense the sunlight, the sun rising, it tells your brain, mine too, hey, time to get up because it's sunrise, right? So that's what the sunlight is for. It's so that we can get up and get on our day. And back then when we were living in caves and going out and hunting, when the sun came up, it was time to go out and hunt. And so nowadays we're not quite doing that, but still our brains don't know the difference. And that's why sunlight can start to cut our sleep short and interfere with it. So eye shields can make a very big difference. Most people don't have blackout blinds where it just literally makes their bedroom look like they're in a cave. So you might consider eye shields, unless, of course, you do have blackout blinds, or if you happen to live near the Earth's core, you don't have to worry about the sun. You got other problems at that point. I've tried a lot of different types of eye shields, and I have to say, hands down, the very best ones, and those are the ones that I use, like when I travel, I use these two. They're called Mindfold. That's the company, I think. And literally, it's almost like having total blackout with these eye shields, the way they're designed, little foam and little plastic on there. And by the way, this is not an ad for Mindfold. I'm just telling you what I use. I guess it would be nice if maybe they sent me a couple after this episode aired. Now watch, after the episode drops, my wife calls me and says, "Hey babe, we just got like 5,000 Mindfolds that just got delivered." By the way, when I wear my eye shields, I look really attractive, especially with my bite guard that my dentist gave me because I'm a grinder. And then when I strap on that old headgear that I had for braces back in middle school, watch out. Okay, number three, sleeping position. So most people sleep either belly or on their side. And the issue with sleeping on your belly is that it causes your head to turn and can increase neck pain and back pain. And certainly that can interfere with getting a good night's sleep. Now, personally, I'm a side sleeper, mostly on my left side, which, by the way, caused my nose to turn a little bit to the right side. So if you look at my videos really carefully, you'll see my nose a little bit turned to one side just because I'm always on one side. Of course, that could be avoided if people switch sides that they sleep on, so they have not always one side of the pillow pushing on their nose. But it doesn't bother me. I'm happy to be imperfect. That wasn't the first evidence of me being imperfect with my nose moving to one side. But also sleeping on the back avoids, of course, any concerns about one's nose being moved rather to one side, but also on your back can avoid any issues with sleeping on your belly with your head being turned to one position and causing some problems. Now, when you sleep on your back, that can increase people snoring. And so snoring could be another reason that somebody wants earplugs, because many marriages have had their struggles because one person is snoring. And by the way, snoring could also be associated with sleep apnea, which is where the breathing is affected to the point that there's reduced oxygen, and that can really interfere with sleep. And it's usually people who are overweight, but not always. There's even some elite athletes who have sleep apnea. And the traditional way sleep apnea is treated is with a mask that's pumping oxygen in so that people don't get low oxygen. I mean, this is a mask that makes people literally look like they're the Terminator with this like exoskeleton. But basically, how about this? It makes them look like they're a fighter pilot with that oxygen mask, like in Top Gun. A friend of mine here in Los Angeles, he's a dentist, and he specializes in sleep and TMJ. His name is Dr. David Shirazi. He's great. And he explained another thing that can be just as effective with CPAP for sleep apnea, and that is a dental appliance, as in a refrigerator or dishwasher in your mouth. No, I'm just kidding. But they do call them dental appliances, which is pretty much any of those mouth guards or anything that's going in your mouth like that. But honestly, I do think that they have to come up with a different name than appliances, because people are going to think the dentist is going to be putting like a washing machine in there. But these appliances can really work, because what they do is they move the lower jaw forward. And that has been shown to, number one, have better compliance. In other words, people are going to stick with it much more than they will with CPAP. So it can be just as effective as CPAP. And some examples are these over-the-counter, like at the drugstores, they call them boil and bites, where people can do it themselves and fit these little appliances themselves. And also dentists can actually make custom ones as well. The only issue with the boil and bites you get at the drugstore is that plastic can break down over time. So people might be swallowing the plastic over time. Number four, washing your sheets can help you sleep better. True. Yes, that's true. And it's been studied. Plus, doesn't it just feel so good when you put on your PJs and you slip into that nice, freshly washed pair of sheets in your bed? I know what you're thinking. Does he really wear PJs? I can neither confirm nor deny. But washing sheets can help you sleep better. By the way, speaking of laundry, something really unbelievable happened just a few days ago. So I need to tell you about this. Good friends of ours who live out of town, they were here visiting and they were at the hotel for a few weeks and we had them come over for dinner. So they come over, they're very nice. They brought a bottle of wine, nice bouquet of flowers, and their dirty laundry. Yes, their dirty laundry. I kid you not. They brought their dirty laundry over and we're like, and here's our laundry. And we did their laundry. Yes. This is totally true. I thought it was really funny. I thought I'd share that with you. Truly, this was the test for how good a friendship is. So if you want to test how solid your friendship is with somebody, you bring your laundry over and say, can you do my laundry? That is the ultimate test of a friendship. Well, maybe there's other things, but that should be up there though. It's got to be at least in the top five. Now, there's really so much more to cover about how to sleep better, but alas, there I go going Elizabethan on you. So I'm going to continue next week with part two, how to sleep better, because there really is a lot to talk about on how to sleep better. And some things may work better for one person than another person. So we're going to cover other things next week, like sleep supplements, including our old friend melatonin, and also breathing techniques that have been shown through research to help people sleep better, and things that you didn't even know that could be messing up your sleep. So here's the no cap recap of what we covered in this episode. Number one, sleep is important. It helps with your mental sharpness, your memory, reduces the risk of diseases such as heart attack and stroke, and also helps with maintaining weight and avoiding weight gain. Remember our old friends like leptin and ghrelin? Number two, be aware of the sleep stealers. Caffeine late in the day and blue light from your electronic devices, including TV. And number three, things that can improve sleep are earplugs, eye shields, sleeping on your side, washing your sheets weekly, and rubbing the bone behind your ear. That was a video I played about the Omnion about 200 times. That can help with sleep as well. I look forward to seeing you next week when we cover more about sleep in part two. If you have comments or suggestions, please send them to me through my Instagram account, which is Dr. Boxer Wachler. That's Dr. Boxer Wachler. And please keep tagging me on TikTok. So if you see something that's sus out there, which is pretty common, just tag me. I'll try to look at it and make comments or put it in one of the future episodes here. If you enjoyed this episode, the best thanks for me is to take a moment and rate the episode and leave a review at ratethispodcast.com/no cap. I'll be reading some of those reviews on future episodes. Thanks, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Wachler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.